If you like yo-yos, Wall Street was a joy today. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the second day of May. Grateful you're with us again today. In other news, a reference to the economy and 1939. The Dollar General Manager and the saying, "Put in a ticket," goes viral. Another stimulus payment in your future? Could be. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Netflix closes down a royal program. Yet more cost-cutting going on. For the interview, a two-part conversation about the business of kosher. My guest is Rabbi Levi Goldstein from the Orthodox Union, who talks about what is and what is not kosher, and his 18 years of traveling the state helping businesses turn their products into kosher products and why that matters. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers. At ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to this, the second day of May. It is a Monday. Grateful you are along for the ride again today. You want to reach us on Twitter. We're there morning, noon, and night, all over the place. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it was like a yo-yo, or maybe even a basketball. Up, down, up, down, up, down, and finally, at the close of Wall Street, up. The day started out to be one of the worst starts for the market since 1939. But I get ahead of myself. Those numbers, we'll have those for you in just a bit. You know, there are some that suggest the stock market mirrors the overall economy. If that were the case, we would be in big trouble. Consider this. CNN is reporting the S&P 500 fell by more than 13% between January and April of this year. That's the worst four-month start to a year since 1939, when longtime legendary investor Warren Buffett was just 9 years old. Comparing today's stock market, though, to 83 years ago isn't quite entirely apples-to-apple comparison. For one, the S&P 500 was made up of only 90 companies back then, but it has clearly been an abysmal first third of the year for investors from any reference point. The Dow has been down 9% through April, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ has plummeted by 21%. You know, there's an old Wall Street adage that says many investors sell in May and then go away. It's a pithy reference to the theory that bullish traders take a break during the summer and early autumn months and that stocks will typically fall until just before the winter holidays. But this year, the big sell-off may have already happened, as there appears to have been a fair amount of panic-induced stock selling of recent times. And who could blame them? There's so much going on with the inflation, the war in Ukraine, supply issues, the pandemic, rising interest rates. Just one or two of those things would or could put the markets in a tailspin. But all of them at once? However, there is some mounting hope that investors will come back into the market during the summer and that we'll see a rebound. Two words. Stay tuned. Staffing everywhere is tough. For those who are managing, especially in the retail space, it is awful. And here's a story that spells it out and sheds light on what companies perhaps should never do. Inc. is reporting that last month, a Florida Dollar General store manager by the name of Mary Gundell created a six-part TikTok series called Retail Store Manager Life, in which she described her working conditions at the store that she ran. Employee hours were severely limited by the company, she said, leading her and another employee often to work the store alone. Shipments arrived unexpectedly, and with no staff to unpack them, she was forced by company policy to leave boxes stacked up in the aisles, blocking the store shelves and leading to customer complaints. Well, the TikTok videos went viral, and Dollar General fired her, even though it had informed her a couple of months earlier that she was in the top-performing 5% of store managers. That was just one of a series of mistakes that has led the company down what must be a very uncomfortable path. Gundell became the focus of a New York Times feature that brought an even higher profile to both her videos and the hashtag she created, Put In A Ticket, which is a reference to what she says is the company's standard response when informed of untenable working conditions. Other store managers and Dollar General employees have come forward corroborating what Gundell has got to say about life at Dollar General. She is reportedly in talks with attorneys exploring the possibility of a class action suit. Wow. So how might Dollar General or really any business avoid this kind of publicity? Here are three thoughts from Inc. 1. Don't punish employees that point out problems. Many times, they might even have an answer to the problem. Dollar General was most likely legally within its rights to fire Gundell, particularly after she recorded video inside the store and posted it to social media. But was it a smart thing to do? 2. Don't make the mistake that employees have no recourse. Over the past several years, we've seen how employees have gone public and even been successful in forming unions. From the pandemic to the Great Resignation, employers need to realize there is recourse. And 3, don't put managers in impossible situations. One of the things that's most striking about this story is that before her TikTok videos, Gundell was in the top 5% of the company's most valued store managers. Although the chain's business model depends on keeping all the costs as low as possible, it was paying her about $51,000 a year, well above the median income in Tampa, Florida. The company should ask itself, what turned an enthusiastic, highly valued employee into a TikTok whistleblower? The answer? The answer seems to be pretty clear. Well, might there be another stimulus payment in your future? If so, it could be tied to the price of gas. USA Today is reporting that while gas prices have fallen since the national high was $4.33 a gallon back in March, over the past week or two, they've started to climb back up again. Between Monday and Friday, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline increased by nearly 4 cents to $4.16 a gallon. Demand for gas typically is elevated in the summer as more Americans take road trips, which tends to put upward pressure on gas prices. The same is likely going to play out this summer, but the war in Ukraine could cause prices to go even higher. And that may push Congress to offer up some relief. So what's at stake here anyway? Well, get this, nearly 70% of adults are changing their summer travel plans because of inflation, which includes high gas prices, according to a survey in late March by Bankrate. And that will hit the tourist industry hard yet again. Several Democratic-led proposals, one of which Senator Sheldon Whitehouse is co-sponsoring with Congressman Ro Khanna, would in effect send gas stimulus checks to lower-income Americans. In the White House and Khanna's proposal, titled the Big Oil Windfall Profits Tax, that money would come from levying a per-barrel tax on major oil companies equal to 50% of the difference between the current price of a barrel of oil and the pre-pandemic average price per barrel between 2015 and 2019. At $120 per barrel of oil, the levy would raise approximately $45 billion each year. At that price, single filers would receive approximately $240 each year, and joint filers would receive roughly $360 a year. That's according to Congressman Ro Khanna. He said, quote, if they avoid the tax, that's less relief for the American public, but it means their price will come down, end quote. But Khanna also said, we haven't unfortunately got Republicans on board with this just yet. It was a wild day on Wall Street as the markets ebbed and flowed all day long, sinking below the flat line to soaring above it. They would use the word volatile to describe today's trade. At the bell, the Dow had managed to gain 84 points and close at 33,061, while the S&P 500 picked up 23 points to finish at 4,155. It was the NASDAQ that came roaring back, picking up 201 points to end the session at 12,536. When the yield on the 10-year T-note touched 3% today, we saw stocks slip into negative territory, only to reverse within the next 30 minutes. Hang on, though, because minutes from the Fed meeting will be released on Wednesday, and we should get a better picture of how high the Fed is going to raise interest rates. And finally, there is this. Not even royals are safe from Netflix's latest spending cuts. The streaming giant has dropped the axe on Pearl, an animated series created by Meghan Markle, Duchess of Sussex, on the heels of a dismal quarter. It's one of several projects that Netflix has nixed as it tightens its purse strings. The streaming giant says it's going to keep working with Markle and Prince Harry's Archwell Productions on other projects, however. Netflix is making a number of cost-saving moves after losing more than 200,000 subscribers in its first quarter. All right, now click ahead for a special two-part conversation about what is and what is not kosher, and why all of that matters to not only Jews, but to many others. My guest is Rabbi Levi Goldstein, who has traveled thousands of miles over the past 18 years, helping manufacturers become, well, kosher. That's next.